God always takes pleasure in those who follow him. He sent his son to rescue you. Jesus not only paid the price for your sins on the cross, but he clothes you with righteousness. That means God credits to you the perfect life that Jesus lived, the sinless life that Jesus lived. He clothes us with the robe of his righteousness. When God looks at us, he sees us with that beautiful robe wrapped around our bodies. Granted, the robe may look like an XXL on a small size frame, but part of the spiritual process we call sanctification means that we are growing into the robe of righteousness. So when we have trusted in Jesus, we are a son or daughter of God, and we are clothed with royal robes, and he takes pleasure in our pleasure. I want us to think about today. God takes pleasure in our pleasure when we're his children. In Ecclesiastes 9, Solomon starts with the one thing in life that is certain, and then he closes the chapter with some uncertainties. In the middle, he tells us how to live a life of godly wisdom. In Ecclesiastes 9:7, he simply says, enjoy life. Just enjoy life. 9:7, go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved what you do. Solomon, think about this. Solomon says that your heavenly Father takes pleasure in you. He knows you love and respect and honor and desire to obey him as you fear God. He has already approved what you do. He has given you all the great things in life as a gift. That's the theme of Ecclesiastes. God gives you the great gifts to enjoy. So make the most of everything God has given you. Live every day to the fullest. Have you ever heard people ask the question, how are you doing? And then someone will say, well, pretty good under the circumstances. Howard Hendricks, a favorite seminary professor who had his share of life's challenges, used to respond to that answer with, well, what are you doing under the circumstances? Jesus said that Satan tries to destroy us. He tries to keep us under the circumstances. But Jesus said he came so we could have life and have it abundantly. Abundant life doesn't just start in heaven. It starts today. You're a child of the King wearing his royal robes of righteousness. Live like a child of the King. He takes pleasure in your pleasure. Father, help us live today like we are your child. We know that there are going to be bumps in life's road. We know that there are going to be challenging times. But help us to enjoy the great gift of life and all the things you give us to make life abundant. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.